Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We're not saved by Christ's sinless, perfect life. We are saved by his death. If Christ would not have died, if he would not have rose again, we would not have salvation. And that's what it talks about. Through his suffering, it was made perfect. It was accomplished through his sufferings. Because of his death, there was that we are saved by his death. There was nothing lacking in the deity of Christ. But until he became man and suffered, he had to suffer. God never experienced before suffering. Let that sink in. Before Jesus Christ was hung on the cross of Calvary, before he was beaten by the soldiers there and Pilate in that square and all, God had never experienced suffering until this point. That's what this verse, he was made perfect. That process was made perfect through his sufferings. Charles Haddon Spurgeon said these words, and I quote, "We know that he had only been God, yet he would not have been fitted for a perfect Savior unless he had become man." Let that sink in. Let me repeat that. We know that he, only been God, yet he would not have been fitted for a perfect Savior unless he had become man. Man had sinned, so man must suffer. It was man in whom God's purposes had been for a while defeated, so it must be in a man that God must triumph over his great enemy. I hope that registers what Charles Haddon Spurgeon was saying. God must become man to defeat the enemy through his suffering. Because man sinned, man must pay that price. Are you following the thought? So that's what it means, that he was make the captain of their salvation perfect through his sufferings. Then verse number 11. "For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren." It's interesting that Jesus is not only our Savior. In verse number 10, we see that Jesus is our Savior. In verse number 11, he's also our sanctifier. Goes from Savior to sanctifier. And to be sanctified means to be separated and dedicated to God. In this phrase, Jesus is the sanctifier and we are the sanctified. Let that one sink in. That's really neat. Jesus is, that's what we find in this verse. He's the sanctifier, and we are the ones who are sanctified. We are now, and because of that, we are now in the same family. Amen and amen. He shared our humanity, and because he came and dwelt, that's why he had to become flesh, so that he could share in our humanity. Are y'all following this? Tremendous thought here, that he shared our humanity. He calls us his brethren now, because he shared in our humanity, and he's not ashamed to say so. When it says he is not ashamed to call them brethren, Jesus is not ashamed. And one writer said this, "It is not remarkable that I am not ashamed to associate with Jesus." You know, we're not ashamed. I hope you're not ashamed. What's remarkable is that he's not ashamed to be associated with us and to call us brethren. Isn't that remarkable? He said, "I'm not ashamed to call them brethren." Man, the love of Christ. Then when you get to verse number 12, saying, "I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church, will I praise thee." Now, this could get a little bit confusing to some, but this is Jesus. This is a prophecy back in Psalm 22:22. It's that great psalm, that prophetic psalm about the sufferings of Christ on the cross. And we know, many of you know about that psalm just before Psalm 23. Psalm 22 speaks of the sufferings of Christ. It's a prophetic psalm. And Psalm 22:22 says this, "I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee." Again, this is a prophecy that sometime in the ministry of Jesus that he's going to sing in the congregation. Well, when did he sing in the congregation? Talk about Jesus. There's only one time recorded in the New Testament where Jesus sang. And Doug, don't answer this, okay? Yes, who said Last Supper? Remember, at the Last Supper is the only time recorded that Jesus sang. He had the Last Supper with him. Matter of fact, in Matthew chapter number 26, verse number 30, they observed Lord's Supper. And by the way, just so you know, we observed Lord's Supper a couple weeks ago. I mentioned, again, that great painting by Michelangelo where it said the Last Supper and Jesus sitting at a table with, there were 12 apostles. Of course, he painted a wonderful painting, and I can't even draw stick men. You know, a wonderful picture. Everybody knows about it. But that, just so you know, when the Lord observed the Lord's Supper, Judas was not there. At the Passover, they were all there. Remember? Okay, I don't want to get off track here, but it's so important you understand this thought that Jesus washed the disciples' feet. They were in the upper room. They washed. Remember the story about washing the feet? And Peter said, "What? You know, you ain't going to wash my feet." "Yeah, well, if I can't wash your feet, Peter, you won't have no part in me." "Well, wash me from the head to my toe." And Jesus said, "Well, you don't need that." But anyway, and then he observed the Passover. While he was observing the Passover with his disciples, those 12 apostles, he said, "One of you that sits at the table is going to betray me." And they went around the table. Is it I? And Jesus said, "It's the one that I dip this bread into the sop and give it to them." Remember that? Well, the Bible says that Jesus dipped the bread and gave it to Judas. And he told Judas, "What thou doest, do quickly." And the Bible says that Judas went out immediately. As soon as he ate of that bread, if he ate it or not, but anyway, as soon as he got that, he left immediately. And the disciples thought, well, maybe he's going to go buy money for the poor or whatever, because he was had the money bags, the treasure. And let me say one other thing while I'm on this. Get me back here about Lord's Supper. There's a big series on called The Chosen. How many of y'all are watching The Chosen? I've been watching it, okay? But don't let that series affect your theology in the Bible. There's a lot of things in there that are not biblical. A lot. I mean, it's good. I'm glad there's some stuff in there that at least there's a theme. I liked the first season. The second season, not so much. I gave up on that. The third season, I'm just going to watch. They said the last one was the best one, the last episode of season number 3. But let me give you an example. When Jesus in season number 2, get me back, Gorman. Okay, did you catch this? Did you watch it? All right, when Jesus is preparing the Sermon on the Mount, he's actually out there, remember that? And Matthew's writing all this down. And Jesus could not get that Sermon on the Mount together. We're talking about Jesus. And he's rehearsing. Well, maybe I should say, remember that? I said, you know, this, yeah. No, and then Matthew said, maybe you should say this. Yeah, that's a good idea. You know, I'll say, well, remember that? And I'm sitting there watching it with Kayla. And I've just, you know, other things. Mary Magdalene, remember, she went back and was drinking again. Oh, remember all that? Why do they have to add these things that are not in Bible? I just said all that to say, just Hollywood or whoever else, all right, don't let them teach you doctrine. All right, it's from the Word of God. Same thing with Michelangelo's painting, The Last Supper. Judas was not there. He left, okay? And then Jesus is there. He prepared their Lord's Supper after they ate of the bread and drunk of the fruit of the vine. We find in verse number 30, "And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives." That's when Jesus sang in the congregation. Mark chapter number 14, verse number 26. Again, we see when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Why is that so important? Because in Hebrews chapter number 2, verse number 12, it says, "I, Jesus Christ, will declare thy name unto thy brethren." Who is thy name? Who's he speaking to? "I will declare thy name." Not a trick question, not a rhetorical question. Don't be scared. God. Jesus said, "I'm going to declare thy name unto my brethren." Ain't it great that Jesus Christ calls us his brethren? Now, nowhere in Scripture is it telling us to call Jesus our brethren. Difference. And that's a whole other story, okay?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday, April 8th at 6 p.m., to hear the Old Paths Quartet in concert. That's this Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.